This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. With the advancements we have in technology, you would think something like meal planning would be simple. Well, it's far from simple. Meal planning has become difficult, and one of the main reasons is you don't know where to start or even what to get. So joining me to answer these questions and more is Suzanne Clark. Thanks for joining me, Suzanne.
Well, thank you for having me today. I appreciate you taking some time to talk.
I wanted to talk about food, but before we get into it, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, you know, first of all, I have won over 60 cooking competitions, and I have learned everything that I know from cooking for my 5 children. I'm a very busy mother, and I also am the winner of the World Food Championships, and I won that twice. So I have been around the cooking world here for quite a while, and I also now do blogs and develop recipes for Challenge Butter and their dairy products.
When it comes to recipes, you create your own?
Oh, absolutely. I love doing that. I'm also an artist, so this is just one other way I can create something new. But I think that's really fun, and it kind of keeps me on track all through the week, as if you can create your own recipes and use what's on sale.
I just started getting into recipes, and one of the things I've learned is that you're going to have to meal plan. And I'm a horrible planner.
Yeah.
How important is meal planning when it comes to knowing what recipes to go for?
You know what? I really think that is a key. And I know it's hard these days to find the time to make that meal plan. But if you can just pick a day, for me it's Wednesdays because that's when the sale ads come out, and just take 10 to 15 minutes, it's really going to keep you on track and save you time and money in the long run. Also, if you keep that, you know, that pantry well stocked, you're going to be ahead of the game as well there too, you know?
You know, it's already difficult to meal plan, but you're like talking about sales too. That's like two things into one.
You know, I let the sales tell me what I'm going to make that week. So if I see pork chops are on sale or chickens on sale, you better believe that's what I'm making that week for dinner. And that kind of takes a little guesswork out of it for me. And I also, another little tip that I do is once I make a recipe, I know I like it, I print it out on my computer, and I make like a little file, and I kind of have like a drawer that I'll put those recipes in, and I make notes. Like I'll say, this is a great recipe to make if I have company coming over, or my husband would love this for his birthday. And then I can go back, and it takes a lot of my searching and planning out if I kind of plan ahead as I create recipes or find good recipes.
Oh, okay. You know, I know when it comes to chicken, what happens when you get sick of chicken? I mean, it happens, right?
Oh, I hear you on that one. I'll tell you, I have two of my sons are bodybuilders, and they want chicken all the time. So, but I'm with you. I'm a little tired of chicken. So what I do is I buy what's called a pork shoulder, or some people call it a pork butt. Very inexpensive cut of meat, and it's so darn easy. You just put it in your crock pot, turn it on. You want to put some kind of a liquid, whether it's water or broth or maybe even a can of tomatoes, and, you know, just pour that in. And then add flavor, garlic and maybe some carrots and onions. And then just turn on that crock pot and let it go. And when it's nice and fork tender, you're done. Now you have a large quantity of meat that you can use the same way you'd use chicken. So if you're to make a sandwich or you want to do barbecue chicken, just take that, you know, replace it with this pork. It's fantastic. And it also freezes quite well. So it's a good way to stretch your dollar without hardly doing any work at all. Just put it in that crock pot.
Okay, so we can say meat is dictated by the sales. What about things?
I think so, yeah.
What about like when it comes to spices? What should you have in your house like that isn't dictated by sales? Like it should be in your home.
Well, I like to have, you're hitting on one of my things that I just love. I have so many spices and herbs. I even have an herb garden because I know that's a great way to add a lot of freshness and flavor, especially even to leftovers. But I think even more important than that is to have a good stock pantry. You know, make sure you have pasta and quinoa, rice, those kind of staples there ready to, you know, that you can grab at last-minute notice. Beans. A lot of people overlook canned beans, but they're a good source of protein, and they make a quick dinner. I also like to have spaghetti and marinara sauce and frozen veggies. Frozen veggies are way better than getting canned vegetables because frozen are picked straight from the field, and they're less processed than a canned vegetable would be. I also like to make sure I have good dairy products on hand. I love challenge cream cheese and butter, and I like to have a lot of eggs on hand. And I find out if I have all these basics, I can just grab those fresh herbs, I can grab those spices, and make up something quick on a minute's notice.
I'm glad you talked about, like, frozen vegetables, because that made me think of frozen fish. Is frozen fish better than the deli fish, or should I be going for deli every time?
You know, that is a really good question, and I think it really depends on where you live. Now, I live in Arizona in the desert, so buying frozen fish is always the best way for me to go. But there's something you have to be careful about. When you go to, like, a deli counter or a fish counter, a lot of times it's going to say, like, wild salmon or, you know, something like that. Don't think that means it's fresh from the sea. A lot of times that is farm-raised fish, and it contains antibiotics and artificial colors, and you're not really getting what you think you can get. Now, if I lived in Florida or if I lived right on the coast, I think I'd probably try to take a few extra minutes and get that fresh fish, maybe pay a little bit more because it's going to be excellent quality. But I think there's nothing wrong with frozen fish at all.
When it comes to meal planning, how far ahead should you do this? Is it like a week thing or a two-week thing?
Well, you know, for me, it's every week. And I know when I say that, people are going, oh, that's too much time. I don't have it. But really, it saves me so much time if I just sit down and plan. But again, when the sale ads come out on Wednesdays, I sit down, I make up my list, decide what I'm going to do, and go from there.
Is this something you should just do for dinner, or is this breakfast and lunch too?
You know, I focus on dinner. But I, you know, and I kind of loosely keep breakfast and lunch in mind. One of the things I do, because my husband and I both work from home, is I always make extras for dinner to serve for lunch, and that has worked out well. But as far as all the kids and having other lunches and snacks, I just make sure that I have good quality products on hand. I like to have, cheese sticks and nuts. And even Challenge Dairy has a great whipped cream product. It's a salsa whipped cream. And I like to take that and put it on celery sticks or even crackers. But I know if I have healthy options for breakfast, for lunch, and for snacks, that I won't make bad decisions. I'm not going to go grab the chips or the cookies. I'm going to keep my family on track, and I'm going to keep myself on track by having these good options available.
A lot of times when I make dinner, I anticipate there's going to be leftovers because that's going to be my breakfast and lunch, right?
Absolutely.
So how long should I keep it frozen? Is it something I make it for dinner? Is it only good for like 2 days?
Well, if you're going to place things in the refrigerator, a good rule of thumb is 1 to 2 days, with the exception of seafood. Seafood really should not be kept as a leftover. But as far as well-cooked meat products, and that's what you're really worried about as far as refrigeration more than, you know, I think it's obvious when salad or lettuce or something like that goes bad, but people always have a question mark when it comes to meat products. But really, 1 to 2 days is good. Now, if I'm going to freeze it, again, it depends on what it is, but a general rule of thumb, 3 to 4 months for pre-cooked dinners would be, you know, great. And what's kind of fun right now is, you know, the stores are now carrying all these kind of cool little plastic containers that are meant for the freezer with compartments, kind of like the old-fashioned TV dinners. So I like to have those on hand and just kind of make up my own little dinners, pop them in the freezer. Definitely have to label them because you will forget what's in there and put the date on that. And then I know that if I'm having a rush day, I can pull that out of the freezer and pop it into the microwave, and I'll have, you know, a nice lunch or a dinner or breakfast or whatever I needed.
When it comes to meal planning, do you need a large budget? I mean, could you do this off of like $50 a week if it's just you and your partner?
Oh, sure. I definitely think so. Again, buying things on sale. You know, if you're trying to keep that pantry stocked and they have a great sale on pasta, buy it when you can, and then that way you get that savings all through the month, all through the year. You know, and again, go to those sale ads and take advantage of them. There, you know, a lot of places are giving you coupons and, you know, bonuses for your gas and all that. Take advantage of that. Look at the sales. See what you can use to optimize your budget.
For somebody who's just trying to do the meal planning, what are like some good recipes to put into your own little arsenal so you can prepare for this?
Well, you know what? My go-to always is a taco. I mean, you can put anything between, you know, a tortilla and serve it. You know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I love that. But I also have a lot of recipes that I've created, and you can find that at challengedairy.com, as well as my website, which is livingacreativelife.net. And, you know, some of my go-tos have always been like chicken pot pies, and instead of the traditional pastry crust, I'll use a biscuit. I have some apple roses that are a big hit in my house. I have all those recipes there.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. For people who want to find you, where can they look? Do you have a Twitter or Facebook?
I sure do. I am on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under livingacreativelife.net. And that's also my website. So you can go there, and plenty of recipes, some great tips. I also have crafting ideas, lots of fun things to kind of live that creative life.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends. Thank you.